Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Somehow things keep getting worse for the Pirates. It's unfathomable. And it's, for me anyway, very difficult to imagine Derek Shelton returning next season. It's getting to that point when you have Greg Brown go on at the end of a broadcast on the final out and say one of the worst losses in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I could actually make an argument that it wasn't even the worst loss of the series. Then you got troubles. But Paul, before we get to the lines, I mean, there is huge Steeler news. Huge Steeler news. Isaac Seumalo apparently going to be out for a month. That's the headline in the Post-Gazette after a pec strain. This is horrible news, considering what has already happened with the offensive line. What do they do here? Just put Mason McCormick at guard? Do you move Fotanu to guard? This is bad. I'm starting to get a bad feeling, well, I already had one, about the Atlanta game, mostly because of the offensive line.
Well, I mean, the offensive line is a real problem. Ultimately, it might turn out to be a strength of the team, but I'm not sure how anybody could see all of these developments in this offseason so far,
yeah,
and feel confident that from day one the offensive line is going to be good.
That's the thing, because day one is a very important day when your schedule after Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving, assuming quarterbacks are still healthy for the opponents, that is a gauntlet unlike maybe we've ever seen the Steelers have.
Right.
Maybe ever. So you got to bank wins early. And Atlanta is one that everybody already had banked, I think.
Well, I think the biggest thing about it is if you have, 2 weeks even where your offensive line is bad, you've got a quarterback who takes a lot of sacks. Anyway, you could be staring in the face at two ugly losses.
You know the game plan going
right
into week one. It's going to be classic Mike Tomlin, and it might work because it's worked early in other seasons. When his defense is healthy and rested and ready to go at the beginning of seasons, they've delivered a couple of the best regular season defensive performances in the league the last couple years. 3 years ago, they crushed Josh Allen in Buffalo. 2 years ago, they broke Joe Burrow in half in Cincinnati. So maybe maybe the defense delivers early here and the Steelers just hand it off 40 times
right.
in game one and sneak away with a 13-12 win. That might be the way to go, by the way,
it really doesn't matter what the final score is as long as they win.
Right.
You know, people get caught up in style points, but when you're a team like the Steelers who are trying to put together a bunch of moving parts and trying to figure out the right combination of players on offense to make it work, you just have to live with, you know, the fact that, hey, all we got to do is find a way to win.
I mean, it's a battle to survive now on the right. offensive line.
Right.
You've got, well, let's say it's I don't even know who's going to be the right tackle. That's the thing. Is going to be Fatanu or Jones? I don't even know who the left tackle is going to be. Is it going to be Moore or Jones? The center is going to be a rookie. Center is going to be a rookie. One of the guards might be a rookie. And this is a disaster.
Well, you're going to have, I hate to say it, but you're going to have Dan Moore at the left tackle. I don't think there's any question.
Right. So we start out with a bad left tackle.
So you're going to have Dan Moore at the left tackle position.
A rookie at left guard, a rookie at center, well, James Daniels, and Fatanu or Jones.
What's his name? Spencer Anderson? Is that the guy's name?
For right tackle or guard?
Is he a guard too? For one of the guards. Last year, I think he was a rookie last year, so he's a second-year guy. But either him or the McCormick kid will be one of the guards that
right.
With Siomalo out. Frazier is a rookie, obviously, at center. Daniels will be he's a solid player. He's your right guard. And then you're probably going to have Roderick Jones at right tackle.
Yeah.
That's your line to
start.
Would
you consider moving Fatanu to guard? I guess it's too late for that.
Yeah, I don't know if he can play it or not. I would have to, that would be one of those things I'd have to figure out if he could actually play it.
It just doesn't make any sense that they would be good offensively early in the season. A new quarterback who's barely played in the preseason.
Yeah.
A reshuffled, rebuilt, young, banged up offensive line. No second receiver. Somebody called in or texted in and said, what about Marvin Lewis, comparing him to Shelty on my point that nobody's ever lost this much for 5 years and lived into a sixth year with the same team? Somebody said, what about Marvin Lewis with the Bengals? Well, let me tell you about Marvin Lewis with the Bengals. The year before he got there, they were 2-14. He went 8-8, then 8-8, then 11-5, and won a division. So forget about Marvin Lewis. Not applicable. Fan weather continues. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 88 today with cloudy skies. And then, Paul, the anticlimactic announcement of Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback. Tomlin says it was a tough decision to make. What? The decision was made months ago. Wasn't a tough decision.
No, it wasn't a tough decision, and there was never any doubt about it.
The only thing I would say is that when Wilson was hurt with that calf injury and Fields was seemingly, from all reports, having a good camp, I started to wonder, has it crossed Tomlin and Arthur Smith's mind that if we want to go all in on this power run game, how about just having Justin Fields be the ringmaster here? Mm-hmm. And I also wonder if Fields may have moved up the timeline a little bit for Tomlin going to the bullpen if Wilson struggles. But then, you know, Fields, I thought, was kind of classic Justin Fields in the preseason, didn't you? He was doing some spectacular things, but he was also fumbling the ball. He was also never really seemingly in rhythm or on time, the offense. I don't know, man. I don't know how much he did to advance his case, honestly, in the end.
No. I mean, again, I have to look at it from the standpoint of what's realistic and what's not. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of unrealistic discussion about all of this that goes on. And it's people talking themselves into certain things. You know what I mean? Like, talking themselves into certain things are better than they actually are.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
That's what happens when it comes to the Steelers. All the time.
Now I see Dulac says Mason McCormick and Spencer Anderson to compete. We're going to have another. When does this competition start? The Sunday morning of the opener? What do you mean they're going to compete? Where's the time to compete at this point?
No game reps or anything. Just practice will be our guide, as Tomlin likes to say.
This is like the Pirates who don't know what positions their own players play. Who's the right tackle? When's the first game? 12 days? 13 days? When
is it?
28th. I don't know how to figure that out. It's 12 days away then?
11.
The season opener is 11 days away.
And you're going to have a
10 days.
You're going to have a wait. You're going to have 10 days away. Math. Here's the best part about it. Okay? You're 10 days away from the season and you're going to have a rookie fourth round pick compete with a second year seventh round pick for one of your five starting positions on the offensive line.
We don't know who the right tackle is for the opener. We apparently don't know who the left guard is. Do we even know who the left tackle for sure is? And then I see this. Mike Tannenbaum says that Mike Tomlin has no chance at a winning record this season. If he gets one, he should go to the Hall of Fame on the bye week. Here we go again. Everybody jump on the merry-go-round. Here we go again. Let's see if Mike Tomlin can barely exceed the minimal expectations surrounding his team that he in large part has created. Let's see if that happens again. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
I really can't. And again, nobody asks, well, why are the expectations so low, Mike Tannenbaum? Do you ever look at that? Do you ever consider why nobody expects anything from Tomlin anymore? And then you're going to give him a gold jacket when he goes 9-8 because that's a half game over the expectation? Paul, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I really
can't.
We've talked about it a lot. The Steelers, well, Mike Tomlin, and specifically Mike Tomlin, is the only coach that I know who is given like credit and carte blanche based on what people perceive that he's done. Like, honestly, it was funny. I think it was Rich Eisen, who I like a lot, by the way. I think he's a really smart guy. He's not a hot take guy. He's an intelligent broadcaster. But it's clear that he's a big fan of Mike Tomlin, right? Remember last year he was scolding Steelers fans?
Yes.
For, you know, and then here's the thing. They lost a horrific game. What was the game they lost last year?
Take your pick. We had New England, Arizona, Indianapolis.
I think it was the Indianapolis game. And he said, well, you know what, Steeler fans, maybe I can start to see what you're seeing. But here's the thing. The perception, especially outside this market, and even among some people in this market who still, you know, they cling to this pipe dream that, you know, the Steelers are the big bad Steelers of the 70s and the, you know, whatever. The perception outside this area among a lot of these national guys, because Tomlin's really good in the national media scene, you know, and he's a young, still relatively young, hip kind of guy who, you know, the players love and all that other good stuff. Well, guess what? Their perception is that somehow, you know, that they've been winning Super Bowls in the last 10 or 12 years. They've been competing for AFC titles, and every year they're in it. They're not. I mean, really, since 2010, they've legitimately been an AFC title contender one time. And that time, they got skull dragged by the Patriots in the AFC title game.
I'd like to ask Mike Tannenbaum. He says this team has no chance to have a winning record. Just blow up the process. Give Tomlin the gold jacket if he has a winning record. I'd like to say, Mike Tannenbaum, when you say blow up the process, who do you think is most responsible for the process over these last many years? If you don't like the roster, do you know how huge of a say Tomlin has had in maybe a little less so in the last year or so, but all these years in that roster? If you don't like the quarterbacks, who do you think brought them here? If you didn't like Kenny Pickett, who do you think drafted him? If you don't like Matt Canada and his offense, who do you think hired him and doubled down on him? Come on.
Right.
Use your brain for a second. And Peter King would say the same thing. And of course, I have great respect for him. I remember him saying, man, Tomlin, is he going to do it again? That type of thing. You know, have another winning record, which is really a not losing record. He shows up at camp every year with these rosters that have all these problems. Well, he's complicit in that,
right,
people. In a big way.
But again, did you see the clip today from yesterday's practice, apparently? And somebody asked Mike Tomlin about the offensive assistants or something like that. Did you see that clip by any chance?
No.
And he said, it's incredible. He said the answer was, okay, the question was, Steelers Mike Tomlin was asked about Arthur Smith's involvement in the quarterback decision. Mike Tomlin's answer, to which, of course, I had something to say about on Twitter. A lot of input, but I don't run away from responsibility. Assistants make suggestions. Guys like me make decisions.
That's right.
Right?
And he says the same thing about the draft.
To which I tweeted out, of course, when those decisions don't work out, according to and I called them the Teflon Tomlin apologists, somehow it's always the assistant's fault, the player's fault, the GM's fault, or someone else's fault. It's never Mike Tomlin's fault. And the people that sit here and say, oh, well, you're blaming Mike Tomlin because, you know, the Ben didn't have a good playoff game. You're blaming Mike Tomlin because this guy got hurt. You're blaming Mike Tomlin because, you know, the personnel was this, and that, and everything. It's like, well, hold up a second. Your entire argument in support of Mike Tomlin is based on them winning some games early in his career. Was it the players then? Was it the GM then? Or does Mike Tomlin only get credit for wins and not losses? And that's my problem with the whole discussion about Mike Tomlin. Because, again, I tweeted this out, and somebody, one of these people, of course, had to jump down my neck. I'm a Tomlin hater. I'm this. I'm that. I like Mike Tomlin. I think he's a great ambassador for the city. I think he's a really good face of the Steelers. I like the way he handles players. I like a lot of the things about that he does. I got no problem with him other than he doesn't win enough.
The Steelers don't win big games anymore.
He doesn't win enough. He's actually lowered the standard of the Steelers to back. It wasn't that long ago where it was, you know what? You're going to win the AFC, you got to get through the Steelers. Or, you know what I mean? If you have to play the Steelers in a playoff game, you're not happy about it. To the point now where the Steelers are just another, you know, gray, nameless, faceless, you know, team in the middle of the pack that nobody really cares about.
To the point now where national media line up like Mike Tannenbaum at the beginning of the season, literally saying, I'll give Tomlin a gold jacket if he goes 9-8. It's basically what he's saying. It's truly, I know I say this a lot, it's one of the most amazing phenomenons in all of sports. Almost as amazing as if Derek Shelton gets a sixth year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.